Welcome along to AMP Next Gen Diary Entry 15 with me, Richard Conway. And this is the final episode of AMP Next Gen. Harry ran his race yesterday, so without further ado, let's hear how he got on.
Hi, Rich, and the AMP Next Gen listeners. God, it's race week. Well, it was race week. So I'm recording on the Monday. I can't remember what day it is, 22nd. So it's all been and gone. I didn't record yesterday because I was just too tired and I was travelling back from Leicester area, so I just wanted to sleep, hence why I'm recording on Monday. So last week, so it was race week. So on the Monday, I went for a long run, which was about 50 minutes. I did about 8K. Nice and easy, just steady long run. I was meant to do it at 5:30. I'm not sure why I didn't. I did it at 5:46 per K. So that was Monday. It's nice and easy, about 5 RPE. But I felt a bit rough, I now see, on my training peaks. And then on Tuesday, I had my normal VC deal session, but with TT bars again, and then a run off the bike. So I did 21.3k in 44 minutes 32, but then I only did a 1500 run off the bike in 6 minutes because my knee felt a bit dodgy and I'd rather DNF. And at that point I was just thinking I'd rather DNF a session than DNF a race, because you race, you train to race, you don't race just train, unless it's a training race. Then on Wednesday, I did some 1600 negative split efforts. So essentially it was a ramp warm up. So starting from between 5:44 and 6 minutes per K, and ending it between 4:35 and 4:50 per K. Then after that, it was 3x800 at around 4:40 per K. Then 800 at between 4:22 and 4:30 per K. Then 200 meters easy. So I did that 3 times. So I think I was above pace in the end. Yeah, so my average pace was meant... Oh, no, I was below pace. Oh, I was just the walk back. I won't say about that. Well, I have, but essentially I walked back when I was meant to jog back, but I walked it because I needed to get a few bits. And I just used it to use my walk home as my cool down. So yeah, that's why my pace was slightly below what it was meant to be. But for the actual session, I was above pace for a lot of the second 800s. On Thursday, I had a bike session, which I was going to do on Canterbury Ring Road, but unfortunately it was really busy and really congested. So I literally only managed to do about 10 minutes and I only managed to do about 5K. So that didn't really work out. I mean, it was meant to be about 55 minutes. Stuff happens. And then Friday was a rest day, so I just took it nice and easy. I just had school, then just chilled out, packed for the weekend. And it was Saturday. So on Saturday, I travelled up to, first of all, so we travelled up to Loughborough to start off with, but stopped off at this really nice cafe, which my mum found in a book. I think it was called The Hub and Spoke Cafe. Can't remember whereabouts it was, but they're really nice guys. Just a little shout out to them, probably not listening, but if they are, then it'd be worth checking them out if you're travelling up from like Kent area or southeast area up north. It's just literally just off the M1, So I'd really recommend them. Really nice scones and coffee and smoothies. So we stopped off there. We went up to Loughborough to have a look around the town, as it's one of the potential unis, but now there wasn't much in the town in comparison to Leeds. So Leeds is still number one on my list. And then we headed down to Kirkby Mallory, then stayed over at Mallory's Hotel. And on Saturday, I did a pre-race activation session, which was 10 minutes easy jog, and then 4 by 1 minute around race pace, and then 3 minute walk, then a 5 minute cool down walk, and then I did about 5k, so that was nice. So I averaged about 6 minutes per K, roughly 6:30 per K. Yeah, on that day, because there was absolutely no wind, it was nice and warm, I felt really good for the run. And I felt like I could probably do like sub 22 significantly, so like 21:30 or so. But that didn't quite work out like that. So, race day. So it started off, I got up at about 6:30. Then I headed down to registration about 7:00, 8:00-ish. Registered, got my pack, went back up to the hotel, chilled out for a bit, had some breakfast, watched a bit of the London Marathon, then headed down to the race, down to Mallory Park. I did a 1500 warm-up, which included some drills and a little jog. And then it was the race. So it started off with a 5K, as most sprint distance duathlons do. Other than Thruxton, because Thruxton's a bit strange. It's a good race, though. Can't diss Thruxton. So I was targeting about 22 or sub-22 minutes for that first 5K, which I did. I ran the first 5K in 21:55. So I averaged about 4:22 per K. It was pretty windy. I went out a bit too hard, I think. So I might have paid for that later, I'm not sure. Yeah, I went out a little bit hard, but then I was like, actually, no, I'll stay back. I'll just pace myself. It was a lot windier than it was the day before, so it was a lot harder to go at the pace I was hoping to go at. Little yawn there, sorry. So, yeah, that it was pretty flat, even if, yeah, my elevation on my watch is a bit dodgy. So that was the first run. Then T1 was reasonably smooth. Probably could have been quicker, as when I was putting my helmet on over my sunglasses annoyed me because the positioning of them. So I took them off, put my helmet on, put my sunglasses back on, which wasted a lot of time when I could have just take my sunglasses off, chucked them in my back pocket. Yeah, other than that, it was alright. I think I did T1 in about 42 seconds, so I was happy with that. Then it was the bike. This is where it got a bit weird. So on the website, it said that the bike was going to be 18K. Then on the day, it was 8 laps, which was 5K. No, not 5K. 20K. I did the first 7 laps, holding a good pace. And then, because I got a bit confused, because I saw people that I thought I was in front of dismount, I asked a marshal. He said it was 20K, so I did 20K. I was targeting to do it in sub-40, which I did successfully, even if it was a bit closer to 40 than I was hoping for. I did it in 39:42. So I was kind of on pace. Yeah, I just think just counting laps is just something that I need to work on and making sure that I know how many laps it is beforehand. But I had fun with that bit. One of my strengths has always been cornering on the bike. Hence how if you look on the AmpGB YouTube, you can see a video of me overtaking two other cyclists on a hairpin turn, which was quite fun. It felt like I was in an F1 race, just going around the outside of everyone. So then there was T2. During T2, my dismount was smooth. My entrance into T2 was smooth. But when I got in there, the people either side of me hadn't left me much space to put my bike back on, so I had to move. I had to carefully move a Canyon Speed Max out of the way because I didn't want to wreck a Canyon Speed Max, because who would? So I pushed that slightly out of the way, which wasted a bit of time, I think, which would have probably been about 30 seconds, which didn't help. But other than that, not too bad. And it was a 2.5K run. So I wasn't 100% sure, because I wasn't really looking at the distance on my watch, mostly the pace. I wasn't sure. I can remember, and I wasn't really seeing the distance, so I thought it was 3 laps. So I paced myself as if it was 3 laps for the 2.5K. But then it looked like it was coming up to 2.5K, so I wasn't quite sure. So I asked one of the RAF guys behind me whether it was 2 or 3 laps. He said it was 2. At that point, I essentially just shifted the gear slightly, but he stayed with me. Then it actually came down to about a 50 meter to 100 meter sprint, which I won by 2 seconds. But unfortunately, I didn't get any footage of it because my mum was so into it cheering me on that all the footage of it was facing the floor. So you can hear her cheering, but you can't see me. So that was fun. I managed to get up to a sub 2 minute per K in my sprint. And I did the 2.5K in 10:54, which was actually a 2.5K PB. And considering that all my other 2.5Ks have been after a 200 swim and a 10K bike, so I was even more fatigued than normal. I'm really chuffed with that. And then I found out my final time, which at that point I thought was a qualifying time, but turns out I was just out. So my time was 1:14:08. And the winner was, I think it was around 1:04:06 or something like that. So about 10 minutes behind. But yeah, the qualifying time, as I've calculated it, is about 1:13:06. So I was about 1 minute and 2 seconds out, which is really irritating. So I'm hoping a lot that because I came third due to a DNF, that I should be eligible for a roll down place. So I'm currently just going to be waiting for that email saying you've been given the roll down place, as I was outside of the 1:15 just. But I still came top 4. So yeah, that was my week and my race. It's been really fun doing these. It's going to be weird not having to do these anymore. But yeah, I'll keep the AMP listeners and you, Richard, in the loop about whether I do get that roll down place. And yeah, this is Harry King, or Harrison King, signing off.
Well done, Harry. Even if your time isn't quite good enough on this occasion, you know what? It's been such a pleasure listening to you put the hard work in and all the effort in each week. And I'm sure if you haven't got it for this qualification race, you'll go out and do it and smash it next time. So these things happen, but keep our fingers crossed that you actually will qualify. There was an instance recently where a competitor had got the Q4 place, but again, she was outside of the percentage. And it's the manager's discretion of the team whether they actually give them the place or not. So let's hope that the manager of the age group team is listening to this and is going to be kind. But you've still got two other races that you can try and qualify at, so all is not lost. And just a big thank you from me for letting us be part of your journey. Not only you, Harry, but also Jerry and Danny, to make this series possible. Really enjoyed listening each week to all three of you and how you've progressed. And it just shows that this qualification lark isn't easy. And like the three of you, you've got to put the hard miles in to get anywhere near it. We shall keep tabs on Harry's progress and see how his qualification progresses. And if you want to follow Harry, he's on Instagram at tryharry2022. So, yeah, get across there and follow him. And as Harry mentioned in his audio diary, we have been putting up some of his videos that he's been sending over on our YouTube channel, AmpGB. The latest one is a little bit of his race, and hopefully he'll send us some more over that we can put on as well. And there's a few other triathletes on there who've been sending over their training videos. So go and have a look. And if you could subscribe to our channel, that'd be great. We've got 100 subscribers already, which is a good milestone, and long may it continue to grow. And if you would like to get in touch with us, we are at agegroupmultisportpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at amp_1967. We're on Facebook at AmpGB, X at Age Group Multisport Podcast. As we've already mentioned, we're on YouTube. Our channel is AmpGB, and all the other podcasts are up there and you can listen to. And there's quite a lot of videos now that you can go and have a watch, and there'll be more coming. So yeah, give us your support, and thank you very much for listening to this series. Hope you've enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll do another one maybe next year. And until then, thanks for listening, and don't forget, stay safe, keep training, and love the process.